time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another powerful edition. Yes, I meant to do that. Powerful edition of BEC Power Talk on a Saturday morning. And so glad to do it, giving you this information each and every Saturday alongside. I'm Robin. Sometimes she's Batman. Sometimes
I want to be Catwoman.
A Wonder Woman, or both.
There you go.
I'm good.
I dressed up like Wonder Woman 1 year for Halloween.
Libby Cat Wonder Woman Rowig is with us.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Low Country.
Yes, it's good to have you in again and having great conversation for the member owners of Berkeley Electric Cooperative. As we get to talk about so many different things that are under the umbrella of BEC. Just glad to have another special guest in this morning. I should have wore a blazer, I feel like, you know. We've got a dignitary here today. So, Libby, you always get the honor now. See, Libby arm wrestled that away from me. But, hey, Batman, Robin, we're good.
Yeah, we make it happen.
We do. Well, so who's with us this morning?
Yeah, Terry, I'm so thrilled to have Amy Langdon with us. She is our newly crowned Vice President of Member Services.
Hey, awesome.
Madam Vice President.
Madam Vice President. And last time Amy was here, she was just a congresswoman. There now she's the Vice President. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us this morning. And you have ascended to the Vice President, VP of Member Services.
Yeah.
Did they still talk to you? Because it's hard to rise from the ranks a lot of times.
Oh, she went from college intern to vice president and everything in between.
Yeah. Bottom.
You did it all.
Yeah.
And pretty much.
Okay.
And well, and she's 28.
I wish.
Hey.
29.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, who's counting?
Mr. Birthday.
You know? There you go. And holding. You know, but but no, you I won't even go there, but you look young. You are.
Just like Sandra Bullock, right?
She does look like Sandra Bullock. Look at her. You do. Last time you here, you had shorter hair. Mm-hmm. Your hair grew out. And now I feel like I'm going to go watch Speed tonight. Sandra Bullock. Yeah, or the one with a football player. But yes, good to have you with us, Amy Langdon and Libby. So, Amy, we sort of answered the question, but you were a college intern. That's how you got to BEC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do have a college internship program. Looked somewhat different 18 years ago, 19 years ago. But, you know, my mom works at the co-op, and she's actually retiring this year.
Okay.
And just knowing what I knew about the co-op from her working here and having those memories of her at Hurricane Hugo and kind of knowing what all goes on with that, I jumped at the opportunity when I had it. And that's kind of how I got my foot in the door.
And never let go.
Never left.
That never and left. The impression that Bouvier Rembert left on her when he would come to their career fairs at school.
Yeah, I remember Bouvier in middle school coming and talking at our career fairs.
Wow. And I met him recently in Bouvier.
Yep.
It's the coolest name at the co-op.
Coolest name and apparently cool personality. It drew you in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're still in.
Yeah. He's the best.
I actually started in Libby's department. I was working for Eddie Plowden. So, started in marketing.
I tell you, man, BEC, if I ever leave radio, I'm going to maybe I'll start as an intern. Again.
There you go.
I'll do it all over again. But you guys, a family where everyone, what they say that? They usually say the family that prays together stays together, and I don't know if you're doing a lot of praying over there, but you're definitely staying together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I mean everyone's been there. You're the Libby's like the youngest employee over there.
Well, you know our CEO, he's been there less time than I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
But other than the YouTube, everyone else 20 plus, but So internship brought you initially to BEC, and to stay there and to now ascend way up, how did that work? Was it just hard work or just?
Well, that's kind of what got me a callback. Working that summer, I won't say there wasn't a whole lot to do, but I was basically filling in when people were on vacation. So, when that wasn't going on, I was finding closets to organize and break rooms to clean, and, I couldn't sit still. So, that kind of set up a reputation for me of being
a go-getter.
Right. Being driven. And so when I went to school in the fall, ended up getting married that year. That's a whole different story. But I decided I wanted to kind of take a break from school. I was burnt out and wanted to play housewife for a little while. And so I moved back home. And not a month after getting married, I got a phone call and they asked me to come fill in while someone was on maternity leave. And never left after that.
Wow.
I went full time after that and started as a cashier. And here I am.
Wow. That's a great and inspirational piece, because once again, BEC, and I hope the folks that have listened over the time we've done this program, there's a lot of BEC folks that started ground level.
Mm-hmm.
And then here they are running departments way up the ladder. Even Bouvier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and many, many others. So that says a lot about a company, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Because if you get a good one, why not keep them?
Certainly.
And there's a lot of good ones that saw the value of staying there. And that just makes, in my opinion, for a great company, because everyone knows one another,
Yeah. And I would say, just during my short time working with Amy, I've seen her juggle a major office renovation with getting her master's degree at the Citadel and being an office manager at our biggest district with over half our members.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's one thing great about the co-op too is, I did quit school before I came to work, and thankfully the co-op has a tuition reimbursement plan.
Mm-hmm.
I got my associate's degree through the co-op. I got my bachelor's degree through the co-op, and I got my master's. So they definitely invest in their employees because they know they'll see a return on that.
And the great companies or organizations, because, we don't classify you necessarily as a company, because it's it's an organization with members and owners. But the great organizations or companies tend to have those traits.
Yeah, invest for their employees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and reinvest, and the return comes right back.
Yeah.
When folks stay and they climb the ladder, and then they become Madam Vice President.
And
Amy.
Yeah, now she's in a position to where she can invest in her people and really help cultivate that talent and all to better serve the member.
Yes, and as the VP of Member Services, let's talk about the function that Member Services provides. What does that look like?
Sure. So we have our call center. So they answer incoming phone calls. They also answer incoming emails. So all of our communication with our members that's done by call or email is through the call center. We have our four district offices, which, we handle walk-in traffic, drive-through traffic, setting services, taking payments, all different kinds of things in those offices. A little bit of everything.
From soup to nuts.
Pretty much. You need it, we can do it.
All right. And with a smile, because we had a young lady in some time ago, and she was just the sweetest lady who she was over the call center.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn?
Yep.
Yes, tell her I said hello, but she was just, every time she talked about her job, she was gushing with just, mm-hmm. you could see the care,
mm-hmm.
and the love for what she does, and wow. So it's good to have you attached to her and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at you now. You're doing the same thing she did.
Yep.
Well, what are you most excited about in your new role? Because I'm sure it's not all peaches and cream.
No, but I think coming up through the ranks, you know, I've worked every position in my department. I worked in the call center. I cashiered. I worked in our district offices. I was an office manager. I've done it all. So I know from that side what some of the issues are and some of the things that we could, you know, change to make things better for employees and for our members. Mm-hmm. And so I think finally being in a position to make those changes is really exciting. You know, some of them have been a long time coming, mm-hmm. and I'm just happy to be in a position to actually make those changes.
And a lot of times, because, like I said, you came up, you acutely knew or know where the quirks were, mm-hmm. if there were. So who's better to work those out than somebody who's been there and done that? You know,
yeah.
You
makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. As opposed to somebody new come in and, you know, they've got
right.
Libby. I was looking at Libby, but no, you fit right in. They love
yeah.
you. But like you said, you come in new. Sometimes it might take you that first
sure.
year just to get an appreciation
oh, yeah.
of what
yeah.
the people that have been there already know.
Yeah, there's an adjustment period.
Yeah.
Especially for someone coming in outside, there's a little bit of a handicap there for a while
mm-hmm.
until they learn the organization and how things work and
mm-hmm.
yep.
Kind of the culture and everything else.
Yes, your biggest adjustment is just what are you going to do with all the space that you have in your new office? You know?
That's a different story.
How many square feet?
Yeah. Not quite.
it's about Not the yet, size of my closet right now.
Oh, wow.
It's all good.
But coming soon, you know,
yes.
the big
yes.
new palatial
yeah.
estate
I'm
right
good.
Down the street.
It is appropriately sized. It is not palatial.
Yes.
Not quite that big, huh? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But in all seriousness, Amy's office is in probably what was former closet and in an 80-year-old building. So.
Oh, so you really are in a closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So being out of the studio, out here in the studio is a good thing today.
Yeah, this studio is probably three times as big as my office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
and I don't mind it. I mean, it's,
right.
you know,
yeah.
I'm doing my thing.
There you go. And,
yep.
and, you know, you don't have to be worried about people running up in your office.
No.
No room for them.
No room.
Once again, we're with Amy Langdon, the VP of Member Services, and Libby Rowig, the Communications Manager at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And we're celebrating Amy today, the VP of Member Services. So let's talk about your vision for the department because, you know, it's your administration now.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Yep. So in one of my prior roles in our department,
mm-hmm.
I was responsible for creating all of the training for our department
okay.
and making sure our new employees were trained and that kind of thing. And, you know, that looks a little differently for us now, and it's always kind of been a weak point for our department. And so the main focus for me is getting our training where it needs to be because I don't ever want my employees to feel like they don't know what they need to know
mm-hmm.
to serve our members. I want them to be confident in what they know and to be able to feel like they have all the tools they need to help our members with whatever it is they might need.
Okay.
And so that's really a huge part of where our department is going. We have somewhat of a new person in our training
mm-hmm.
part of HR, and he basically has his time dedicated to member services now. And so he and I are working very closely to get an onboarding process and a structured training program and really make sure that we have the resources we need.
And once again, because you've been there, because
mm-hmm.
you've seen it from the inside.
Right.
Now look how fast you're making it happen.
Right.
And
right.
you just, what, were sworn in last week?
Well,
you
not
weren't,
quite.
You didn't have
month.
To be sworn
month
in. Were you sworn in?
No.
Okay.
I did have to sign some paperwork.
Sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they have a swearing
maybe
in.
Maybe we need to.
Yeah, we have to have a coronation or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
get the band. Or next time I play some music, I'll bring the appropriate music. And we'll
okay.
do a, we'll do one.
Okay.
Retro.
There we go.
All right, there it is. We'll do it. So you're obviously your vision to make it more efficiency, to upgrade training.
Right.
Which
yeah.
are things that are going to make it better for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at the co-op. for a while, intern to VP. What are some of the things and changes, the upgrades, the evolution? What have you seen in your time at DEC?
So I'm on my third CEO now.
Mm.
So there have been a lot of pretty significant changes. I think one of the largest ones came with Dwayne, with Mr. Cartwright.
Mm-hmm.
They changed how our entire evaluation system was, our performance evaluation system. Previously, it didn't really matter what your performance evaluation said. Everyone got the same raise. It was pretty much down the middle, and you didn't really know one way or the other where you stood. And so the change was made to actually make that performance evaluation tied to your raise. So there's an incentive there for you to do better. There's, I won't say punishment, but there's a consequence if you don't.
Yeah.
And I think that has been tremendous as far as employee performance.
So
and
like
just
you said,
as
it is performance base now,
right?
For real,
right? So if you do go above and beyond, you get recognized for that, and there's a value to that. Whereas before, there was really no incentive to do that.
Yeah.
So that has been a fabulous change
on the supervisor side too.
Right.
You know, if it doesn't matter, they can just kind of push the button
right.
and send it along and not put a lot of thought into it.
You never really got any real feedback.
Wow.
And so for me as a person, I'm the kind of person I want to know, you know, like I want to know if there's something I could be doing better.
Right.
And so now, you know, we actually get that. We see it.
Well, that's a good revelation that you've shared, but it probably to some degree, I could be wrong, but even your ascent could be tied into maybe some of the change, because maybe in the past you wouldn't even looked at it. And I don't know if you had to apply or they approached you. I don't know how that happened, but at least you knew that this was attainable.
Sure.
With the new way.
Yeah. So, you know, I did have to apply for it. And I applied against people outside our organization and inside. It was kind of a nationwide search.
Whoa.
And so I was thankful to be the successful candidate there.
Absolutely.
But yes, I mean, I've gotten a lot of feedback over the last few years and, you know, some great mentors along the way who kind of guided me and said, this is what you need to do and this is what you need to work on. And so, yeah, I mean, that's been great.
Absolutely. Once again, Amy Langdon is with us, VP of Member Services, and, of course, Batman Libby, or Catwoman Libby is here. But
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've decided on Captain Marvel.
Okay. That is the female.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Women can be captains too, Terry.
The best one ever.
Yes. But I haven't. Did you say that's the best one ever?
Best one ever.
Because a woman?
She was the original.
See, I've got to go back and. Because that was on my television recently, and I've missed that one. So I got to go back and see how it all ties in.
With three kids and two of them being boys, we know all of the superheroes.
Because you're superheroes,
yeah.
Is what you're saying. But, well, we've talked about a lot. The changes, the evolution, if you will, and now let's talk a little bit about the growth, because BEC has had a pretty good uptick, like the rest of the region,
mm-hmm.
you know. But obviously, when the region grows, you guys grow whether you want to or not.
Sure.
So you're growing.
Natural progression.
Yes, mm-hmm. 3-4% per year, which that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot in a community.
It's a lot when you have 110,000 to start with. So.
Yes, and a diverse membership. How does your department handle that, you know, to serve those different
people? So, you know, we do have our four district offices, and those four districts are vastly different from one another.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity of those districts are very different. So we've actually hired three bilingual employees in our Goose Creek district. There's a significant Hispanic population there, and and that was a need there. So we've just hired the third one on, and those ladies are amazing at helping those members. We also have two bilingual reps in our call center for when they do call in, and we have one in our Monk's Corner office and one in our Johns Island office. you know, that diversity piece is huge for us. You know, as a utility provider, it's not like we're a grocery store where they're coming in to buy things and you don't really need to figure out how to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
But as their electric provider, we have to be able to have those conversations and explain things. And we can't do that if we don't have the staff to do that. So
that's right. And think about how many companies or organizations, once again, don't do that.
Well, and as a utility, we provide an essential service to our members. And if they don't speak English very well, they can be victims to scams. And, yeah. I mean, we see this a lot with our elderly population, too. If they're not aware of what's happening and if they don't have somebody who they trust, who they can call and communicate with, bad things can happen to these folks.
Yeah.
And so we really try to be that trusted resource, whether
right.
they can speak English or not, and no matter what their circumstances are.
That's right. And once again, a member services team that is sensitive to that, man, it just makes it better.
Yeah.
A better experience
right.
for the member owners.
We now have a bilingual employee in our management team in member services. And so, you know, that has provided a very different perspective on the management side
yeah.
about the needs for the Hispanic population in our area and how we can adjust things to serve them better than what we currently do.
Is that you?
No.
Okay. Because the way you said it, I was like, well, I didn't know Amy.
Yeah, no. Not me, Karina.
I was about to go
She's
into
fantastic.
my other tongue and talk about
there
that.
There you go.
Little, you know, so let's talk about technology and its role in the future of your job, because you know, you were the analog intern and now you're the digital manager, you know,
sure.
so to speak. How does that work out is working out?
Yeah, we're in a very interesting position right now. We have a very young tech savvy population moving into our territory,
mm-hmm.
but we still have the aging population who is less confident with technology. So we're trying to find that middle ground right now with, you know, making sure that we're providing the services that our younger members are asking for, you know, live chat and email and being able to do things online, but still meeting the needs of the older population who aren't necessarily comfortable with that. So we're kind of doing a balancing act right now. But, you know, we are looking at some new things. We've got live chat coming, hopefully in the next year or so. And we're steady pushing out
okay.
as much as we can online.
And live chat, that's a pretty good feature that people do use.
Oh, yeah.
And are familiar with. Now, is that from your desk? Is that new because you're the big cheese over there now? Or is that was that in the works?
You know, it's come up a few times over the years, but nobody's really wanted to take the plunge on it.
Okay.
I do have an IT background, and,
okay.
you know, I kind of like to push the envelope a little bit.
Yes.
So.
She's a visionary, and she's got a super woman suit underneath. So you're making it happen. Well, that's good. I mean, that's positive change, so. Hats off to you there. What advice do you have for employees, not just your team, but any industry as folks are starting their career? Because, I mean, once upon a time, when you were 21, you know, 8 years ago, you started, and now you're the VP. But what would you say for folks just this time of year? A lot of people they're out of college and trying to latch onto a company, trying to get their career started. What would you say?
Sure. You know, I think the biggest thing for me in the beginning was, you know, building that reputation for myself, showing that I was a hard worker and that I was willing to do whatever they needed me to do, that I had the initiative to find things to do if there wasn't something to do. And I think another big piece was finding a mentor who I trusted and who I respected the feedback that they gave. You know, my pastor always says that we all need that person in our lives who tells us that we don't look good in bike shorts. And,
is that the
you
pastor?
Know, yes, he's great.
Does anybody look good in bike shorts, though?
I'm sure some
do.
Well,
little
size
twos.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like not only do we need that in our personal lives, but we need that at work as well. You need that person who will call you out when you need it in a respectful way,
right,
and in a way that you can take that feedback and know that they're coming from a genuine place with it. And, you know, for me, I think that has been the main difference in my career, and that's been what has pushed me and kind of guided me where I needed to be. Not just them, but kind of that group in general. You know, we do have a great group at Berkeley in the management team, and and they do like to help employees develop and move up and get where they want to be. And so,
absolutely. And I look back on my career, and there's so many people that I can smile from a distance, and they don't even see it because they've gone on to bigger, maybe better, but good things. And those are people that, because I'm a big advocate of promoting from within, you know, you got to hire somebody many times from outside of the circle. But when you got people in a situation, you can, man, we can pull Amy up because she's qualified. She's earned the opportunity, you know, as opposed to always looking on a nationwide search or whatever. That speaks volumes. It really does. Yeah. So hopefully the folks, some of these college graduates that are listening, you heard it from a young lady who in just 8 years, she's now 29, and you know, she did a lot.
There you go.
She did a lot to work there 20 years. But how'd she do that? Where's the math here? But
17 years.
All right. But what, as we close out, what would be the last question I'll ask, so to speak? What does it take to have a career in member services at BEC? What do you need education wise, training wise? How does that work?
So, you know, honestly, most of the positions in member services are entry level. When we're looking to hire, we're looking more for personality and drive and a willingness to learn. Because I can teach you anything, but you have to want to learn it.
That's right.
You know, we're looking at people who are going to be here for 30 years, not five. So it's figuring out how they fit in the team and in the organization, and, you know, do they have the drive and the initiative and those kind of things. So, you know, education, we can teach you what you need to know. It's getting the right personality and the right fit.
Yeah, that service mentality too. You know, it's not customer service, it's member service. And
right,
we work for the member, and Amy's department does a terrific job just going above and beyond for our members in any way they can.
Well, it's a organization full of servant leaders over at BEC. And, yeah, I can toot their horn, so I do. I like to. But, I mean, you said it. You're hiring people that you're not trying to hire for a five-year run.
Right.
About a lifetime run, a 20-year run, a long time, you know.
Right.
We'll take you till retirement, you know, potentially. And not every company looks at it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Know?
I mean, you know, the co-op has taken care of me pretty much my entire life. You know, my mom's been there since I was one. And so, you know,
wow.
I have a sense of loyalty to the co-op and a sense of responsibility. And so when I'm hiring people, I want to make sure that they're going to be a right fit. You know, I feel that's my duty to the co-op. So, you know, it's not only do I want that person to have that benefit that I've had, but, you know, I want the organization to have the right people in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this as we close out. You are truly a BEC girl. One, one to 28. I mean, look
there
at
you
that.
Go.
Now we'll reveal next BEC her real age.
Stay tuned.
Once again, this has been time well spent. Amy Langdon, VP of Member Services. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
We have a great team.
You do?
Yep.
You guys have a great day, and man, keep up the great work, VP.
Thank you.